Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty, over there.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone out there and to you as well. And oh my gosh, apparently winter is on its way.
It is. That's what I hear. Tomorrow we'll get the, we're going to have to get the, back blade on the tractor.
Yep.
Get the hay bale spike off of there and sheesh.
We have to put the chains on the tractor.
My goodness. All right, so, well, anyway, that's it is that time of year. It's actually earlier than that time of year.
Yeah.
Usually we get through, you know, All Hallows Eve first, and then you get your first little snowflake. Might have a couple snowflakes, but not snow.
Yeah.
So,
that's true. You know, it's going to be a very long winter if it snows before Halloween, right? That's just kind of a rule of thumb, and it doesn't happen very often. So
I can't find a pattern, really. I mean, you think, oh, it's going to be an easy winter because it was like no snow right up to Christmas. It's like just beautiful, and then just once it hits right at Christmas or right after, and then it just keeps going and going and going. The winter that never ends.
Oh, I know.
We've had a few of those in the last probably 5 years. I'd say at least two of those in the last 5 years.
Yeah,
just totally take you by surprise.
Yep.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I still think the best winter that we've had here was that winter that we had to be in Olympia. we escaped all the snow until 2 days. 2 days of it, and then everybody was just totally snowed in. Nobody could move.
The one advantage to be in an occupied territory.
Right. Was that you only get 2 days of winter.
We were snowed in over there.
That's what I mean.
In Puget Sound.
2 days.
Wow, they were paralyzed.
Yeah, they didn't have any snowplow equipment over there.
Nope.
And everything just stopped.
Yep. Of course, we live in it. So
of course, we laughed.
Yep. That's great. So here we are on the morning commute. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. We're going to get into the word of the day first. We're going to continue talking about kind of go macro, and then we'll go local or regional. A couple of stories I want to hit on before the show gets over with, for sure. One, Washington State referendums and things like that. They're going to be on the ballot. And then also there is a communist battle in Idaho with the teachers, the educators, or propagandists that call themselves teachers, all trying to hold our education system hostage by striking until they get their way. Well,
that's a communist for you, isn't it?
I just
sent
them packing.
Yep.
But anyway, more on that.
That still works for us. Let them strike. Let them hire some new people that are not commies.
We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But I don't know. I might just not hold back on how I feel about that situation. Sometimes things just need.
Who's going to be worse, me or you? I don't know.
Mm. Mm. Well, we'll let the listeners decide.
Right.
Okay, it'll be a popularity contest.
Yes. Yeah. Well. Okay. So for the word of the day for Thursday, comes to us from Psalm chapter 119, verses 36 through 40, which read, "Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness." And that's it.
Excellent. Cool. I like that. Okay, so that was Psalm 119 what?
Verses 36 through 40. Which are, I like the perspective of covetousness having to do with the visual stimuli, right? You know, I don't really, I don't really think about coveting as being just because of what you look on, but apparently that's the basis for coveting. And so here it says that, and not to covetousness, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. So that's also, you know, it's not just materialistic in nature, but viewing anything else that is not yours, including your neighbor's spouse and, you know, things that you're not meant to have, right? And they're not yours. They should not ever be thought of as going to be yours, right? And so, actually, we had discussed this a little bit earlier because that had been one of my big questions when I was in college about kind of from a philosophical perspective of, you know, if you were blind, would you still be materialistic? You know, and
would you still covet if you were blind?
Right. Well, and materialistic is kind of not exactly like coveting or covetousness, but still it's not in the same category. Yeah, it's in the same category. Not a great way to be. You know, it's not a really great thing to be real materialistic, and that is almost strictly visually based as well. So I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting topic to ponder. And there, David was asking the Lord to turn his eyes away from looking at worthless things. So yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Cool, and not just something that somebody else had that might even have worth that you wish wasn't theirs. You wish it was yours instead. That's clearly coveting. But just looking at things that are worthless.
In the eternal perspective, something that's worthless, you know, like, what does it say about don't put your treasure where moth and rust can destroy?
Right.
Is that how that's worded?
Yeah. Thieves can break in and destroy, and moths will eat it. And the rust will destroy it.
Right. Yeah. Right. Put your treasure in the eternal where, you know, it's
right. Store your treasures in heaven.
Yes, exactly, where yep. It actually pays off and there's value to it.
Absolutely. Okay, good. Well, thank you for that. That was really good. It was good stuff, as always.
Yep. Well, it's the Word. You can't hardly go wrong, can you?
I know, especially now. More than ever, we need that.
Yep.
Kind of a cool little update, the Partisan Operator Journals, that first 200 is going fast. It's almost, they're almost gone. So, if you want to get it, go to Amaron.com or RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Click on that banner there. Or, just go to Amaron.com. And it's the book. It's the fictional book about the conservative patriot radio operators in a time of peril in the United States. Pretty fun.
That's right.
Fun to write and fun to read as I was writing them, as I was going back through. But anyway, those are going real well. And something else that really happened, something really, really cool that happened. There's an article that's really making its way in the preparedness and radio, ham radio community called Tracking the Grocery Supply Chain Off-Grid with Ham Radio and JS8 Call. JS8 Call, by the way, is a amateur radio digital mode for sending text and messages back and forth. And you can query other stations that you see on the air, determine, you know, what your signal strength is between you and another station, anywhere in the country. And you can query their information. That's what this was an Amaron exercise. And this whole article covers a lot of Amaron and that one particular training exercise we did the same weekend of the Prepper Expo. So folks were able to upload the grocery store food supply situation there in their town, and everybody was uploading this information and being able to map it all out. It was really cool. So somebody participated who has a blog, and they wrote a pretty exhaustive article on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what strikes me as really incredible about your Amaron network is that it's almost becoming like an interactive newscast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you get live input from all over the United States with direct viewers and direct reporters. And
yeah,
and so
true.
it's kind of it is seriously like almost like could be the you know, the wave of the future to have interactive news. You know, I'm very impressed with it. So
it is really cool. It's a great group of folks. It's actually international now, you know, and but it is across the country. It's not my Amron. It's our Amron.
Well,
right? And,
I can't take any credit for all of the work you've done. So, you know, it's a
It's a team effort. There's a lot of people involved, hundreds or thousands over the years, hundreds, you know, that are at any one time actively involved in it. And it is for sharing information, and it really has taken off, and that's, you know, it's pretty, you know, beyond what I envisioned, you know, that it would be, and it's exciting. But what's nice is we're using grid up tools, you know, like the ZNet, like a walkie talkie app,
right,
where folks are being able to text, upload images and pictures, and talk to each other all over the country. A guy in Florida talking to a guy in California. You just continuously
real time. Yeah.
In real time,
yep.
And uploading intelligence. You know, the riots as they were breaking out.
And,
but
well, you know,
it's a radio operator network. So if the grid goes down without skipping a beat,
you're still
operational.
Available on ham. And
yep.
See, that's I kind of look at it as like it could almost even be like an alternative, like a future alternative to things like Facebook that I really kind of detest. I don't like the typical content. I don't like, you know, a lot of the foul nature associated with those kind of things. Not to mention the Chinese addition to all of these technological apps. And so Amron could almost even fill in that gap because Amron is largely Christian. So, you know, it's not necessarily a Christian network, but nearly everybody that's involved is a Christian.
It is.
So
it's definitely very, very prevalent, very strong. So anyway, I thought I'd share that. That was really cool. There are a couple of things that I do want to share that are at Washington and Idaho articles. Oh, one that was off not what I was intending to talk about, but it's on. Pro-Trump farmer. A farmer with Trump flags on his farming equipment. We're talking about a massive, you know, $200,000 tractor, you know, and combine, and somebody caught it on fire, arson, and two semis in I believe this was Nebraska. Correction, it was Nebraska. He took his kids to school, and he got a call from the volunteer fire department that his equipment was out in the field on fire, and somebody torched the two 18-wheelers. And his tractor, and there's a GoFundMe fund being started up. That's over at Todd Starnes. Pro-Trump farmer targeted by arsonist, tractor and combine burned. So, sad to see that kind of stuff happening. But, you know, like the general said yesterday, we're going to listen to probably a little bit more right after the break. World War III is underway. We're at war. We are at war. And I've been saying this. But the fastest way to lose a fight is to not realize you're in a fight.
Right.
And we don't realize collectively as a nation, the people in this country, and even many people in our government charged with our defense, don't understand we are at war right now.
Right. And it's just not the typical war that we're used to seeing in history. Right?
This is called fourth generational warfare.
This is the modern warfare, according to General Robert Spalding. And in fact, you know, we wanted to add a little bit more that we're not positive that his entire bottom line and his entire conclusion is that they're not ever going to show up here and they're not ever going to make a physical attack. And so we're not certain that that is his entire bottom line. We think that that would be short-sighted if that were. I think that we're in phases and we're seeing phases. And just like we had reported before with this COVID thing, I remember saying, we're going to look back at this as the first part of their attack, right? And because they do have the plans to occupy. That means they will have to be boots on the ground at some point.
They do. And you know, we looked at General Hayosian's speech. We've reviewed that. We will continue to come back to that. But, you know, we're saying, well, the Chinese thought that the Nazis failed ultimately because of their lack of willingness to be as ruthless as necessary.
Right.
And so people are asking, what does that mean? How much more ruthless can they be? Can they kill you more deader?
Well,
I mean, you know, but you'll,
their,
yes,
their methods, can. Yes, their and, methods can be much worse.
Well, here's the bottom line. The Chinese believe that the reason why they failed is because they allowed certain groups to exist after they occupied them. that came back to haunt them.
Because they didn't wipe them all out.
Right. They came back. They ended up becoming a problem for them later on because they didn't annihilate them. They were appealing to their Christian fundamental beliefs, even though, you know, the Germans, fundamentally Christian, maybe not Hitler, maybe a lot of his top SS officers, but most of the people in the country, that was integral part of their culture, which also meant a lot of their soldiers. And so the Chinese are going to say, but we're not going to, I mean, so do the math.
Right. Well, they're already persecuting and destroying Christians that exist in their country, as well as Muslims. They pretty much cleaned house on all the Muslims that were coming to China. And so we know for a fact they have zero tolerance. They're anti-God. Their bottom line in communism is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. And so that's us. That is us entirely, and they have no room in their plans for us. Not that we have any room in our plans for them.
That's right.
There is no – let me be clear. There is no invitation for them to be here.
No.
Ever. In fact, we are on our way to giving them the boot right out of our nation. And I have a nice article that I'm going to cover here after the break.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. This segment is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, giving you the home court advantage, home field advantage, by practicing and training with your equipment, your own resources at your business, at your home, in your vehicle, the area that you operate in on a day-to-day basis. So, great program. Check them out at strategicself-defense.com. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying. Dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlawed organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
China unleashed the virus onto the world, and only a Trump administration will hold them accountable. And if this administration, if I don't get elected in a little while, 20 days, China will own the United States. I can tell you that.
All right, welcome back. Segment two. Here at the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, we've got an audio file that we want to play for you, and it's about 4 minutes long-ish.
Right.
And so I want to make sure we leave plenty of time because we're running down, really up. We're going to be up against the wire. And I know this is not, you know, this is just something that's so valuable. This is from a video.
Right. This is a clip from the video that we described to you yesterday that was going to be playing yesterday on YouTube called The American Republic versus CCP.
Yeah. You've got to watch it, but I know some folks are so pressed for time. This is like the golden 3.5-4 minutes of it that we want
to
share.
This is the gist.
If you do not have time to watch this whole video, which we hope you do, but before we do, there's an article over at Idaho Freedom Foundation. Go to idahofreedom.org. And this is the article I was talking about with Idaho parents fighting to ensure the teachers union won't shut down schools again. These guys are communist based. So here's just one paragraph from it. After weeks and months of preparing to return to school, the teacher union held kids' education hostage. which we don't think that's too bad of a thing because it's just they're saving them from indoctrination. But this, we're paying for these schools, right, not to be taken over by communists. Anyway, the teachers union held kids' education hostage because it was not happy with the reopening plans agreed upon by the school officials and the community. Not only is this type of behavior morally reprehensible and harmful to our kids, it's illegal, said Dustin Hurst, vice president of the Idaho Freedom Foundation, which is supporting the parents in this lawsuit. The teachers union must know that it cannot threaten to withhold education from our kids in order to pressure the community to meet its demands. Well, that's how communists operate. Kick them out. Any teacher that doesn't show up for work, fire them.
That's right. Fire them on the spot.
And what are you going to do? Oh, then we won't be able to hold classes because we won't have teachers. Well, we're right back to square one, aren't we? Get rid of the communists.
By the way, three cheers to Dustin Hurst. That is an exceptional thing that they're doing, and we totally back them on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, and then one other thing also, quickly. Okay, yesterday I mentioned the Readout News article, Marxist published candidate list for Washington elections. What I wanted to point you to is Referendum 90. Referendum 90, vote rejected on Referendum 90. Okay, vote rejected. And finally, on the advisory votes, 32, 33, 34, and 35. 32 covers plastic bags at all retail establishments. 33, these are advisory votes, heavy equipment rental tax. 34, taxing high-grossing businesses. And 35, increasing the B&O tax rate. That's business and occupation tax rate. All across the board, they want to raise taxes. These are just advisory votes, so they're not binding. But make your voice be heard. Repealed on all of those. All right, thanks for letting me break in there. I said yesterday I was going to bring those up, so I wanted to make sure I spit them out. Lady Liberty, this video, once again, just a real quick description.
Okay, a quick clip from the American Republic versus the CCP.
Awesome.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told CBS's Face the Nation on August 9th that China and Russia are targeting the nation's election infrastructure with cyber attacks.
I want to ask you about that specifically because the intelligence community issued this very sharp warning on Friday detailing efforts to interfere. Looking at the statement from July 24th, though, the language there says adversaries are trying to access candidates' private communications and election infrastructure, and that's at both the state and the federal networks. That sounds an awful lot like what Russia did back in 2016, but now it's happening on your watch. So what are you doing to stop it?
Well, what we're doing is we've got our cyber teams in place. DHS is working very hard to track down those malign actors, but again,
is it
it's
Russia,
not just
again?
Russia. Well, look, we know it's China. We know it's Russia. We know it's
tampering with election infrastructure?
And, well, absolutely. Trying to access Secretary of State websites and that sort of thing and collect data on Americans and engage in influence operations, whether it's on TikTok or Twitter or in other spaces. So, no, it's a real concern. But it's not just Russia, Margaret. It's the Chinese don't want the president reelected.
So a lot of conversation about you and your latest moves. Let's talk about that.
In August 17th statement to Fox News, Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe revealed that China possesses a greater national security threat to the U.S. than any other nation, economically, militarily, and technologically. That includes threats of election influence and interference. 2 weeks later, on September 2nd, Attorney General William Barr nailed down the Chinese interference once more.
Of those three countries that the intelligence community has pointed to, Russia, China, and Iran, which is the most assertive, the most aggressive in this area?
I believe it's China.
Which one?
China.
China more than Russia right now?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because I've seen the intelligence. That's what I've concluded.
What are they trying to do?
Well, I'm not going to discuss that.
But they're trying to help who win?
I'm not going to get into that.
David Kaminer, a former member of the U.S. Army Intelligence, told me more of the intelligence community's insights.
What the CCP wants is turmoil in America, because that could create paralysis for America on the world stage. It's almost a political extortion. If you don't elect Biden, the riots will continue. If you don't elect Biden, the Chinese or perhaps the Iranians could move somewhere and give us a national security crisis. So the CCP clearly wants Joe Biden to win, and he's doing everything it can with data, with AI, and in other areas to make sure he does.
If they have to pick between Biden victory and maybe it create this chaotic America, which one do you think they will pick?
They can have both, because if Biden wins, the right will not stand down. Hopefully there won't be violence, as the left is perpetrating on the streets of America today, but the right will become even more aggressive, which means there will be more turmoil, there will be more violence on the streets of America, there will be more riots. In fact, Kamala Harris said recently that if she is elected, even if she and Joe Biden are elected, the riots should not stop, nor should they stop. So you can have both Biden, you can have paralysis, you can have turmoil.
David told me the fact that the Chinese players are trying to hack into the Secretary of State website is particularly concerning because those offices are responsible for administering elections at the local level.
They're trying to gain access literally to election results. Now, these are, in every American state, there is a Secretary of State's office at the state level that coordinates elections. That goes down to county election offices and bureaus. What they can do, not only in state elections, but even in local elections, if they can hack in, they can change results for close elections. They can get biographical material on voters. They could get voter turnout records. They could strike at the very basis of the American democratic process. It's a very, very dangerous game they're playing. Now, do our people like the FBI, NSA, other people know they're doing this? Yes, they do. But it's a race to see who is more technologically adept and who is paying attention. We better hope we win this one.
So, you know, here we've got everything that we were talking about with the Chinese intervention into our elections, which is highly illegal. And, of course, the comment by Barr saying that, yes, he agreed that the Chinese are the very most threatening thing right now that we're facing.
And with the collaborators in this country are saying there's virtually – it's virtually non-existent voter fraud.
Yeah, voter
And they're
fraud
knee-deep in it. They're neck-deep in it.
Yep, they're paying heavily. And so and then how it goes on to say that the CCP wants turmoil in America, either way, it just works for them, and they're paying to have that happen. So
that's right. All right, folks, we're going to stay out front. It's keeping an eye on this stuff and bringing it to you, talking about it from a Christian patriot perspective. We're not going to put up with it, and we hope that you won't either.
Yep.
All right, guys, join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., for the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. God bless.
Have an awesome Thursday, and blessings to all of you.